Batman and Robin, Martin and Lewis, Peanut Butter and Jelly. All great combos that may have some company on the dynamic duo list with Yeboah and Wright. The University of Vermont men's soccer team is off to a torrid start this season, and it's largely due to Bernard Yeboah and Brian Wright, two players who are feeding each other with goals and assists at a pace that has UVM gaining national recognition in Division I play. And our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner, has been writing about their progress. You can find his article online at vpr.net. And Andy Gardner is joining us now in our VPR studios to tell us more about this amazing partnership. Andy, great to speak with you again.
Happy to be here, Mitch.
Now, Bernard Yeboah and Brian Wright, to borrow a line from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which also features a pretty dynamic duo, who are these guys?
Well, they're both seniors. Brian came 4 years ago with a pretty sweet resume. He's from Ajax, Ontario. He has a great skill set, great speed, was Rookie of the Year in the America East Conference his first year, and has continued to develop since then. Bernard Yeboah was born in Italy, grew up in Massachusetts, and came via Worcester Academy. And while his skill set was also very highly regarded, he was a little bit under the radar, and it took a while for him to finally hit stride. But this season, it's just been like magic with the two of them. They are forming a 1-2 punch that could be the best ever in the program's 50-plus year history.
That is pretty amazing. And as you say, they've been on the field together before. What is it about this year that has them producing so prolifically?
Part of it is the chemistry and the closeness that they've developed. Coach Jesse Cormier says he's never really seen two players who are so in sync as Bernard and Brian are. They room together. They travel together. They're with each other off the pitch as well as on the pitch. But it was some adjustments on both sides that have really taken them to a second level this senior season. Bernard usually takes the summer off in terms of competition and just trains. But he felt that he was a little slow getting off the gate coming into the season. So last summer, he played in a competitive college league outside of Boston. And these 14-15 games really got him into game fitness and put him on a place where when he reached campus, he was ready to roll. Brian was the go-to guy for 3 years in terms of the big goals. He was the most dangerous threat with his breakaway speed. But he adjusted his game to better augment what Bernard was doing. Bernard was making better runs, crisper runs, getting behind the defense more often. So Brian has shifted to more of a complementary role. He has 7 goals, but he leads the nation with 9 assists. And his 23 points, along with 21 from Bernard, make them the top scoring duo in the country in Division I and puts them very much within reach of the school record for teammates with most points in a season, which was 1989 with Mike Mason and Roberto Bell in that famous 19-3-1 season that they had. They each had 24 points, so that looks certainly like it's going to fall.
Yeah, you mentioned in your article, too, that UVM has had some prolific scoring in the past. I think back in the 70s, there were some pretty good duos, too, that you write about.
Right. In the mid-70s, of course, John Kerner, the former CVU star, is still the career leader in points and goals, and I don't think anybody's going to catch him. And in 1977, he and Jeff Gregg each had 10 goals, the highest 1-2 total in program history. And a third teammate, Mark Stevenson, had 9 that year. But with 7 and 9, Brian Wright and Bernard Yeboah are within reach of that mark as well.
Now, as we're talking here, the team is at 9-2-1, so they've only lost 2 games this season so far. I wonder about Jesse Cormier, the coach, maybe relying too much on two players. Obviously, these guys are great. They're making his job a lot easier. But the team is obviously doing well as a team. It can't be just these two guys that are bringing this kind of success.
No, it's not, Mitch. And what has happened is defensive have adjusted to this dangerous striking force of Wright and Yeboah. They've been dropping their line deeper. They've been bringing goalies out to work almost as a sweeper. So it's been much harder to get behind the defense. They've had to be more creative in front of the defense. Also, both players have been man-marked, which is very rare these days.
They play more of a zone, you mean?
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. They have a scheme and they stick to it. But what that has done, Mitch, is open up opportunities for the wing. And Stefan Lamana has been very, very strong there. And what has happened is the wing players have stepped up because Vermont has 7 players who have at least 1 goal this year. So it's not been just those 2.
So this team, UVM, is gaining some national recognition, as you mentioned. I mean, are they the team to beat in the America East Conference?
Well, not at this point. UMass Lowell actually is ahead of them in the regional rankings. Vermont was ranked in the top 25 briefly in the coaches' poll and have been in the top 20 in some other polls. There's going to be some stiff competition. Both Albany and Binghamton and UMass Lowell are strong. The Cats actually just started conference play with a key overtime victory over Stony Brook. So it's going to be a battle. Vermont is certainly right in the conversation, but it's not going to be any cakewalk.
What does Jesse Cormier think about the team's ceiling, if you will? I mean, where would obviously he'd like them to go all the way, but where does he realistically want this team to take that next step to?
Well, he thinks that if they have their A game, they can play and beat any team in the country. And it's just that sometimes the effort and the performance has been a little uneven. Last season, when they went back to the NCAA tournament with a late season surge, it was a matter of getting better each game. And that's what Cormier's looking for with this team. And they've taken a step forward, then maybe just kind of idled in place for a while. So he really thinks that they have room to improve.
This is all happening at a good time. New athletic director and Jeff Shulman's got to be loving this right now. Are they getting a lot of folks out to Virtue Field?
Well, they actually have an expansion of Virtue Field that they unveiled earlier this fall. The press box, they have a nice press box now. The stands, the whole area around Virtue Field has really been upgraded. Of course, last year they put in the lights. And when they had the homecoming game against Dartmouth, was a crowd of 1,700, partially students, but also a lot of help from the town.
Now, we should be mentioning as well that the Middlebury men's soccer squad is off to a very fine start. How are the Panthers doing so far in Division III play?
Well, Dave Sayward, who is in his 32nd season, has made 10 NCAA appearances, and it looks as if this group of Panthers might be one of his better teams. Right now, they're ranked 14th nationally. They're 6-0-2 overall, 3-0-2 in NESCAC, 5 shutouts, allowed only 3 goals. There have been 2 seniors who've been key to this. Forward Adam Glazer, 4 goals, 6 assists, and senior goalie Greg Sidor, who has played every minute of every game. So the Panthers are a team to keep an eye on for the Division III postseason.
And we'll keep following your reporting on this. VPR Sports correspondent Andy Gardner, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.